Tanya worth singing. Tirtha Yashasam, the glories of the Lord. Punya Shloka of the devotees. Yashakara, and enhancing the glory. Dhyayat, should meditate. Devam, upon the Lord. Samagra Angam, all the limbs. Yat, as much as. Na, not. Chavate, deviates. Manak, the mind. Translation. The glory of the Lord is always worth singing, for His glories enhance the glories of His devotees. One should therefore meditate upon the Supreme Personality of God and upon His devotees. One should meditate on the eternal form of the Lord until the mind becomes fixed. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It's a long story. One has to fix his mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly. When one is accustomed to thinking of one of the innumerable forms of the Lord, Krishna, Vishnu, Rama, Narayan, etc., he has reached the perfection of yoga. This is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. A person who has developed pure love for the Lord and whose eyes are smeared with the ointment of transcendental loving exchange always sees within his heart the Supreme Personality of God. The devotees especially see the Lord in the beautiful blackish form of Shyam Sundar. That is the perfection of yoga. This yoga system should be continued until the mind does not vacillate for a moment. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashanti Suraya. The form of Vishnu is the highest individuality and it's always visible to sages and saintly persons. The same is served when a devotee worships the form of the Lord in the temple. There is no difference between devotional service in the temple and meditation on the form of the Lord. Since the form of the Lord is the same whether he appears within the mind or in some concrete element. There are eight kinds of forms recommended for the devotees to see. Forms may be made out of sand, clay, wood or stone. They may be conjured within the mind or made of jewels, metal or painted colors. But all the forms are of the same value. And it is not that one who meditates on the form within the mind sees differently the one who worships the form in the temple. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is absolute. And there is therefore no difference between you. The impersonalists who desire to disregard the eternal form of the Lord imagine some round figure. They especially prefer the Omkar, which also has form. In Bhagavad Gita it is stated that Omkar is the letter form of the Lord. Similarly, there are statue forms and thing forms of the Lord. Another significant word in this verse is Punya Shloka Yashaskaram. The devotee is called Punya Shloka. As one becomes purified by chanting the holy name of the Lord, so one can become purified simply by chanting the holy name of a holy devotee. The pure devotee of the Lord and the Lord himself are non-different. It is sometimes feasible to chant the name of a holy devotee. This is a very sanctified process. Lord Chaitanya was once chanting the holy names of the gopis when his student criticized him. Why are you chanting the names of the gopi? Why not Krishna? Lord Chaitanya was irritated by criticism, and so there was some misunderstanding between him and his students. He wanted to chastise them, but desiring to instruct him on the transcendental process of chanting. The beauty of the Lord is that devotees who are connected with his activities are also glorified. Arjuna, Prahlad, Janakamash, Bali Maharaj, and many other devotees, not even in the renounced order of life, but were householders. Them, such as Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj, were born of demoniac families. Prahlad Maharaj's father was a demon, and Bali Maharaj was the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. But still, they become famous because of their association with the Lord. Anyone who is eternally associated with the Lord is glorified with the Lord. The conclusion is that a perfect yogi should all be accustomed to seeing the form of the Lord, and unless the mind is fixed in that way, he should continue practicing yoga. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Ananjana Silakaya Chaksu Minitamji Natasmai Guravin Maha. That's an unusual way to end the verse. The purport comes as a surprise. Prabhupada is speaking here, and the purport to explain the verse, that since the conclusion of yoga practice is to be completely absorbed in thought of the Supreme, the direct process is recommended. By directly meditating, having the mind absorbed means meditation. The perfection of yoga, having the mind absorbed in thought of the Supreme, can be accomplished in many ways. These ways are described within Bhagavad Gita, and it appears that there is a contradiction, just as Arjun seems to find that contradiction. The apparent contradiction to Arjun is that process which emphasizes the impersonal aspect, and thus meditative processes pursue that impersonal aspect, or the process of yoga that from the very outset allows to worship directly the personality of Godhead. So Arjuna asks Krishna, of two, which do you consider to be more suitable? Krishna's answer is that both are good. Just there's a position that can correctly be taken. Krishna correctly takes the position that both are as good, are good. But then there is some preference, Krishna states. So how both are good is explained here in this purport. Also, there the forms of the deity that are described as suitable forms, shastrically approved forms of the Lord, that can be made of these particular eight materials, one of which is so the Lord within the mind. But clay and wood and stone and metal and sand and jewels and paint, that's seven. Then also the eighth is the form of the Lord within the mind. So, any one of these forms are suitable for the devotee to worship. These are, this deity worship is something that's very much misunderstood in the Western culture. Although, those who are critics, by one means or another, they are not so critical of this particular aspect. Although some, that we engage in idol worship. The understanding of deity worship is not so difficult to explain. It's a little difficult for the materialistic mind to understand. If there is the initial acceptance that there is God, and that by definition God is absolute, if those two things can be established, you're speaking to someone trying to explain deity worship. If they can accept that there is God and that God is absolute, then very easy to get them, at least conceptually, to understand deity worship. Just as in every religion, acknowledgement of God being absolute is embodied within the scripture. Because God is absolute, he's none different than his word, the Holy Scripture. The reason that God is no different than his Holy Word is because of his absolute nature. Therefore, his name, just like we're the very essential, most essential part of our Krishna consciousness movement, is chanting the holy names of God. So the holy names of God, they're also the same as God because of his absolute nature. The word of God, the scripture, is God. The name of God is God. The form of God is God. Those who say you engage in worship don't give the self-same criticism that they're tree worshippers. They're worshipping a tree in a different form as paper. They're paper pulp worshippers and ink worshippers. They accept that God can be revealed through the scripture. But what is that scripture? The important part of the scripture is not simply it's God's message recorded in this particular way. And therefore it's worshipable. It's kept in a very special way, isn't it? In all religions, they're very special. Just like before we moved in, they had this whole arrangement for where to keep the scripture in this very special compartment. There's some name for it. I don't know what it's called. So, this same is all scriptures of the world. That was their altar, so to speak. They worshipped the scripture. That this is what the impersonalists also stress. This was this ism that was being made by Prakashananda Saraswati, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a sannyasi. Why are you chanting and carrying on like this? This is not the business of a sannyasi. You should be studying the scripture. It's revealed in this way. The supreme can be understood in this way. But there, the intelligence is the eight material elements, just as the mind is. So they may object to marble or stone or metal or pitch or other material ingredients. The intelligence, the material intelligence, is also a material ingredient. Or those who are, so the accusers are accusing themselves unknowingly. If they say that God cannot appear in stone or metal or, then God cannot also appear to one's real intelligence. By one study of the scripture, then God also cannot be revealed. Or by meditation, God cannot be revealed, because the instrument one is using to meditate with is the mind. It appears within the mind of the meditator. Why that meditator is not accepted as material, that's cool. According to the meditator, that's when the form is finally perceived, that's spiritual, but the instrument is the mind. You understand the point? Saying they're studying with their intelligence, the jnanis are scrutinizing the scriptures by their empirical method, by use of intelligence, but how is God to be revealed if they're using material instrument mind? And same for the this is what their criticism is of the deity. By the devotional process, the bhakti process, the devotee is worshipping deity. But just as the devotee is not deity as wood or stone, and the same way the meditator is not seeing a form of God that is revealed within the mind through intense meditation, that's not mental energy. Some configuration of mental energy, nor the empiricist who is trying to search out preen by use of your intelligence study scripture. So there is a method, because God is absolute, there is a method by which God makes himself available to the tiny conditioned souls that are in this material world by transformation of the material ingredients. This is the omnipotence of the Lord. Not God is absolute, but also he is all-powerful. And Prabhupada points this particular quality of God. There's no way, Prabhupada has explained, that someone can understand God without accepting that God is omnipotent. You think that God, when one speaks of God, that there's some aspect of existence that is beyond the power of God to achieve. That's not God. There's no way that someone will remember God in that way. God is limited, but omnipotent. God is omnipotent. So, he can appear in his omnipotency within the mind of the meditator. Not that that form that appears within the mind of the meditator is serial form, mental energy form. Or God can reveal himself in the scripture. This is he also argues in this way, but this book is written by some man. Thus they're thinking that God is limited, that he cannot reveal himself through scripture. In the same way they're thinking, although they may call themselves religious people, when they say that cannot appear in the form of a deity, they're revealing the fact that they're atheists. They're saying atheist in the sense that they're saying God is limited in potency. He can appear in this way, but not in that way. His potency is greater than mine, limited, not unlimited. All the material ingredients are parts of God, emanations from God. And we have it from the information from the scripture that matter is sarvam kalvi tam brahma, that matter is spirit then transformed. Just as the example Prabhupada gives, electrician can use electricity to sometimes make heat and sometimes make cold according to his plan and desire. He knows the science that he can make the electricity do these different things, but it's one energy. So the energy of the Lord can be transformed as he likes. He can reveal himself. He can make himself personally present as deity form, as much as he can make himself personally present within the mind of the yogi or within the scripture, however he likes. And those forms can be unlimited. Those forms are unlimited because the Lord is unlimited. So this is the first that's being made. 91 can make that claim. Only God can make that claim. And those who become purified by association with some aspect of God, just as one who becomes purified from chanting the holy name of God, that person becomes so much spiritualized and purified that also become of the same quality as God, and therefore one can derive spiritual benefit by contact with that person, or even that person's name. There's confirmation here in Prabhupada's purports. How? Just as when we are having kirtan, we're singing the names of our spiritual master. It's not that that's a lesser, of lesser spiritual benefit when we're chanting the name of the pure devotee and glorifying the name. Because the Shastric principle is that the spiritual master is the external manifestation of the supersoul within the heart. Directly empowered to be taken by the disciple as none different from the Lord in the heart. Contact with that pure devotee, to worship, or by singing his name, or by hearing his instruction, or by serving his lotus feet, all in the same way have the same spiritual value as the name of Krishna, worshipping the lotus feet of Krishna, performing for the deity. The words of Krishna from Bhagavad Gita, the same spiritual benefit is there. Because that devotee becomes so much dear to Krishna, so much empowered by Krishna, act as if they were Krishna. It's not to be misunderstood in a Mayavadi way that the pure devotee is Krishna. This was a mistake once upon a time, history of our movement, that some leading devotees made, thinking, I'll just give the history of it a little bit. When nectar devotion first appeared, there are some passages in the very beginning part of that chapter, the chapter that describes the spiritual master. And it describes that the spiritual master is accepted as good as Krishna. And some passages describe as none different from Krishna. So that shouldn't be misunderstood in a Mayavadi-like way, thinking that the spiritual master is Krishna. But he has become empowered by the intensity of love and devotion, that particular soul, for serving the lotus feet of Krishna, always being intent and fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna in loving service, that individual becomes so much Krishna-ized, act like Krishna. The effect of contact with such an individual soul has become empowered to act like Krishna. Just mere contact, just the contact with electric wire that's plugged socket, way far down the end of the electric wire, has the same effect as just contacting the outlet itself directly, although it's a long distance away. The effect is the same. Or another example Prabhupada gives is the mailbox that's created by the government. The federal government has a function of circulating mail. Have a huge, just like in Manhattan, they have this big central post office. Then they create several other post offices all around the city. And then tiny little post boxes around the city also. And it's all an extension of the federal government. If you tamper with the mailbox that's down the street, it's a offense. You're in trouble with the agents for messing with something that's creating U.S. Postal Department. So that post office box is like dropping a letter there is as good as taking it to the main office. Because someone hired by the federal government, U.S. Postal Department, comes on, picks up that mail and takes it to the main post office for you. So it's an extension. So the spiritual master works in this way also. The deep works in this way also. So those who become associated with Krishna, they become worshipable like Krishna. By glorifying the point of the verse, the translation of the verse is, the glory of the Lord is worth singing, for his glories enhance the glories of his devotees. One should therefore meditate upon the same personality of Godhead and upon his devotees. So by becoming very dear to Krishna in this way, the devotees of the Lord, from the service rendered to the Lord, become also glorified. And by glorifying those who are thus glorified, one derives also equal spiritual benefit, even greater spiritual benefit, because Krishna is even more pleased when the glorification of his devotees is taking place. So this gives us some insight into how the spiritual energy is working the living being that is captured within this very frail material body becomes very much embarrassed, condition of forgetfulness and illusion, that madness. That very same, just as Prabhupada is pointing out, even born in a demoniac family, if one becomes a devotee, then individual soul, previously so embarrassed by being within this temporary and fragile mortal frame, can become glorified as much as the Lord. The direction is being given to fix the mind on the form of the Lord, either by meditation, by mystical practice, or simply by surrounding oneself, just as Prabhupada has given us these temples, where there is regular deity worship that we perform, and so many nice pictures of Krishna performing various pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performing his pastimes, so many different sound vibrations of kirtan glorifying Krishna, all around, so many reminders of Krishna. In this way, the mind should be, as the verse and purport is emphasizing, Prabhupada says this in the beginning, in the middle, and the end of the purport, that the mind should become fixed, so that for not even a moment does the mind have a chance to meditate on anything else. If that is the condition, then one should go on practicing yoga until one comes to that fixed condition of life. That is the perfection of yoga. One last point I want to make has to do with preaching. That just as the devotee who... A devotee becomes glorified, viable and glorified, because of their ability of some very advanced, exalted devotee becomes glorifiable because of their mind's capacity to be always fixed on Krishna. And glorification of such devotee, this is what the verse is emphasizing, glorification of such a devotee is a fully spiritual activity. What to speak of a devotee who has become so advanced that not only their mind is fixed on the Lord, but they are able to bring this to the point of also fixing their mind on the Lord. So that statement, that is the essence of what the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is all about. Just as the essence of yoga practice is to bring one's own mind fixed on the Lord, this Sankirtan practice, that practice that will help us bring our minds to the point of being fixed on the Lord is the process of helping others fix their mind on the form of the Lord. And in so many different ways we can do this. Prabhupada said our teaching means the voice is going. Preaching means to have as a result for any one of four things. To have someone give the